Watcher. It's Mike Wynn, and much more importantly, it's the real enjoyment of jazz. We're going to start with someone I saw at Ronnie Scott's just last week, Benny Golson. Blues March was written by Benny Golson whilst he was with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Benny recounted the difficulty he had in persuading Blakey to play a march. Benny was full, very full, of great stories, and all were fascinating as they were the history of jazz. For instance, as a 14-year-old, Coltrane would come to Benny's house in Philadelphia, Benny was also 14, to practice. And, as well as great storytelling, he played some truly great jazz at a mere 88 years old. We've just heard a November 1941 1971 version of Blues March, Benny on tenor, Curtis Fuller, longtime sideman on trombone, Kevin Hayes piano, James Genus bass, Tony Reedus drums, and a special guest for Blues March, Jean-Loup Longnon on trumpet, recorded in Paris. The plan, if I stick to it, is to close on a Golson number as well. Paris to Kingston on Thames. Lerner and Lowe's, I've grown accustomed to her face, from My Fair Lady, of course. The leader on this track, clarinet, is Dunstan Coulber. John Pierce piano, Nick Preston bass, and our old chum Clark Tracy drums. Recorded at the Gateway Studio in Kingston-on-Thames, November 2003. Next, Hymn à l'amour. Thank you. recorded August 98 in LA at the Mad Hatter Studio. That was Him à l'amour. Larry Fuller is the pianist and leader, and that fabulous bass was played by the master Ray Brown. Jeff Hamilton drums. You're right, of course. A less waffly, more business-like approach this week. Let's hope it lasts. Well, except I came across this philosophical gem this week, which I must share with you.
Well, girls are okay, but, well, I don't want to give up my hot rod.
Clark Terry is next, No Connection.
The way that she should, because I
I've just come across this Clark Terry CD, recorded August 68 in the garden of New York's Museum of Modern Art, MoMA. This album is called, appropriately, Music in the Garden. It was really a jam session, with a band put together just for this one-off gig, but they are all veterans and just enjoyed themselves. The old Ellington standard, I got it bad and that ain't good. Clark Terry trumpet, I hope you noticed the tenor player, as that was none other than Zoot Sims. Don Friedman piano, Larry Ridley bass and Dave Bailey drums. Solo piano next. The J.J. Johnson compo Lament, recorded in New York in August 2001 by John Mayer, a relatively little-known pianist, but he has toured and recorded with the likes of Coltrane, Chet Baker, Kenny Dorham, Jackie McLean and Sarah Vaughan. Perhaps a little bluesy funk now. Mm-hmm. Yes, the instantly recognisable Mona Lisa. Much covered, but it'll always be Nat King Cole's song, really. Although you might remember Conway Twitty's hit version of 59. Twitty's real name was Harold Lloyd Jenkins. Yes, he chose the name Twitty. We heard Hank Garland's nine-piece band's version from April, May 96, engineered by Rudy Van Gelder. Have I got time to name-check all nine musos? Crawford on alto, his old Ray Charles alumni, David Fathead Newman tenor, Howard Johnson baritone, Earl Gardner and Alan Rubin trumpets, Danny Mixon Hammond organ, Melvin Sparks spark plug, as Crawford calls him, guitar, Stanley Banks bass, Idris Mohammed drums. Yeah, done it. An intriguing ballad next. Intriguing, beguiling even. An album recorded at the Mark Angelo studio in Acton, West London, Jan-Feb 2004. Sadly, the studio has since closed its doors. The leader of this quintet is drummer Dylan Howe. It's a quintet, as I mentioned, plus four other musos who pop in for the occasional track. Dylan Howe wrote that song, Can We Whisper? Dylan Howe on drums, as we know. His father was guitarist Steve Howe, by the way. Quentin Collins trumpet, Brian Edwards alto, Frank Harrison piano, Andy Crowdy bass.
Well, girls are okay, but, well, I don't want to give up my hot rod.
It's time to go to Germany. Thank you. from a Prestige LP recorded in both Villingen, September 65 in the Black Forest, and in Frankfurt, May 66, by Carmel Jones, the Kansas City-born trumpeter who'd settled in Germany. In fact, he moved to Germany in 65, just before this song was recorded. He stayed there for 15 years, often working with the SFB Orchestra in Berlin. That song was B's Blues, B as in just the letter B, and that was written by Nathan Davis, who plays soprano sax here, tenor on other tracks. Two of the rhythm section ran a very successful and popular big band together, 60 to 73. Francie Boland, piano from Belgium, and Kenny Clue Clark, drums, an American expat based in Paris. Finally, the Ellingtonian bassist Jimmy Woody, who'd settled in Sweden, and he became the regular bassist for the Francie Boland, Kenny Clark big band. Jones on trumpet, as we know. This next LP has what looks like a bubble on the track we're about to play. Hope it's okay. It's on the cheapy Win label. What do you expect? I think, and I hope, that sounded okay. This Win label LP, Win is spelt badly, W-Y-N-N-E, so I can't be responsible. It's under the leadership of Leroy Lovett on piano. Leroy makes full use of his name, being called Lee, and also Roy. Here he's both, Lee, Roy, Lovett. Al Hall bass, Butch Ballard drums, and guesting on Angel Eyes, Bob Brown. The LP is called Lee Plus Three. No mention of Roy there. Recorded in Lovett's hometown of Philadelphia, 59. This next one is by a vocal group who are at best jazz-ish, but the backing is quite superb. Oh,
just take to have you take the kiss that's waiting for you. You know if you do, you won't regret it. Come and get it all. No one is near. I may cry, oh, 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 but no one will hear. Mama may scold me 'cause she told me it is naughty, but then do it again.
Do it again. Again. Yes, do it again. Vocals by the Honey Dreamers. It's on the Fantasy label and it's on Deep Groove Red Vinyl. Don't know why it excites me quite so much to see red vinyl. Seems special somehow. The Honey Dreamers were from Chicago and worked with the Stan Kenton Orchestra. But here it's the fabulous Elliot Lawrence Orchestra in 56, which would, I'm sure, have included the Hal McCusick, Al Cohen lineup. Next, Barney Kessel, and he's live. This LP is on the Phil Spector label, the Barney Kessel Trio. The LP was originally released on Emerald Records as On Fire, then later on the Phil Spector label as Slow Burn. Odd, huh? Recorded live at PJ's in LA in the summer of 65. Jerry Sheff bass, Frank Capp drums, and of course Barney Kessel guitar on the Anthony Newley Leslie Brickhouse gem Who Can I Turn To? Well, my suggestion would be Oscar Peterson, but health and safety have instructed me to warn you to hold on to something stable that's screwed to the floor. This is Peterson in full flow. Wow, or to be more accurate, Wow Wow and Wow, the Oscar Peterson trio at the Orpheum Theatre in Vancouver, August 58. Not only Oscar at full speed at the piano, but guitarist Herb Ellis, similarly so. Bassist Ray Brown had no problem keeping up, of course. An amazing double LP recently released on Just In Time Records. The liner notes by Oliver Jones describe that rendition of the Surrey with the Fringe on Top as athletic. Yep, I can agree with that. Full marks to Just In Time Records for uncovering this long-lost recording. You will most certainly know this film theme song. That was our penultimate track. I squeezed in this great recording of surely the greatest ever film theme song, The Magnificent Seven. It's from a very odd Verve LP called Tune In, Turn On. Benny Golson on tenor, but no idea of any of the other musos. April 67. It's time now for our very last number. This is Benny Golson again. Benny's written some true jazz standards. Blues March, which we heard earlier, Horizon Ahead, Along Came Betty, Killer Joe, Stablemates, Touch Me Lightly, and of course, I Remember Clifford, which is here arranged and conducted by Benny rather than played. It's on a prestige LP called Stockholm Sojourn, and it's the so-called Benny Golson International Jazz Orchestra, July 64 in Stockholm. Here is I Remember Clifford. The trumpet solo is by Benny Bailey, longtime resident of Sweden. huge thanks for joining me. I really hope you've had fun listening and that you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.